Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this is Matt Marion.
In 1988, I moved down from Boston to Fort Lauderdale to run nightclubs. I've been in the business for about 30 years. And there is a very large nightclub in Fort Lauderdale called Club Heat. If anybody knows Fort Lauderdale, that's where Target is now. It's on the second floor. I was in pre-veterinary medicine at University of Massachusetts, but back then there wasn't Tufts Veterinary School, Pennsylvania, so it was very hard to get into. I think it was just Kansas. So I've always had a fascination with animals. So one night in Heat, a gentleman comes up to me and says, "Hey, I'm a magician from Las Vegas. Can I bring my tiger in here?" I've just always liked the big cats. They're beautiful. They're like a work of art. And this is 1989, mind you, not nowadays. So I said, "Yeah, by all means, bring your tiger in, but you got to bring him in a half hour early so I can play with him." So next night he rolls up in a Jeep, an open Jeep with a leash around the seat with a full-grown tiger, a 400-pound tiger. So he walks him up the stairs to Club Heat, and we go onto a raised dance floor, and I play with him, a roughhouse with him. He's just a big cat, a big old cat. Obviously, it's not for everybody doing this, but I'm almost 300 pounds myself, so if she ever got frisky, I know she could kill me, but I could take care of myself. So, again, this is 1988, so don't animal ask me. Activists get all mad and everything. So this went on for a couple of weeks. He'd bring him in, I'd play with him. And in the middle of the night, and he wasn't drugged, he'd be on his back with his legs in the air sleeping, and then the sound would be on, the music would be on, so it was great. So the people took pictures with him at the time, a couple hours. At the end, we walk him through the Coleridge Mall, out the back way, down the escalator, and through the mall at like 1 in the morning, this full-grown tiger on a leash with me and the guy. The best part that I remember is one time we were walking through the crowd, mind you, and my pants were flapping, and he tackled me, my pants, and he was chewing on my, he didn't hurt me, he was chewing on my legs and ripping my pants. It was great. It was the best experience of my life as far as nightclubs go. In one of the nights, a band came in, the drummer had a golden puma around his neck, a charm. So I said, "I like that charm." He goes, "Well, I actually have a cougar in my backyard." He lived in Hollywood. And again, this is back in 1989, so you could do that back then. So he actually had a cougar. So I went over and worked with the cougar. He gave me a key to his house, and the cougar lived with a miniature dachshund in the pool area, and it was great. And that got me infatuated with the big cats, so I did fundraisers, and I've been doing that ever since Murphy's Law, Irish Pub at the Hard Rock. While I was working Murphy's Law, there was a woman walking a bobcat on a leash, a baby bobcat, and that turned out to be the wildlife manager of Oakley Village, a Seminole Indian village. So when she went to get dinner, I would keep the bobcat in the office at Murphy's Law. And he was just a kitten at the time, but he grew real fast. So as he got bigger, he always worked with me. He'd come stay over at my house and whatnot. I'd just carry the carrier like it was a cat. I wouldn't show the people, you know, what it was inside. So he'd take baths, he'd sleep with it and everything. So now he's still actually in Sunrise. It's legal. Phoenix is his name. Phoenix weighs 45 pounds now, full-grown bobcat. They have a Oakley Indian Village replica of Murphy's Law. So on my days off, I'd volunteer at the Oakley Indian Village, clean alligator pits with the alligators still in them, bobcats, cougars. So one time the wildlife manager said, "It's your birthday. What do you want for your birthday?" I said, "I want to go in the cage with Kumari." That's the tiger. So he let me go in the cage with Kumari. She was raised from a cub. So I went in the cage with Kumari. Again, another great experience of the cats. She's still alive. She's 14 years old. She's the one at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Lions, Tigers, and Bears is an animal sanctuary in Arcadia, Florida. It's 40 acres. That's where they go to live out the rest of their lives. They have every type of animal that has been adopted as a pet, and obviously you can't keep as goddamn animals. They don't turn out that well. You've all heard the horror stories out there about people that have tried to treat them like domesticated cats, and they're not. It's just something I did in the past that I felt comfortable with, and I'd still do it again today if I had the chance.
Matt Marion, a story about his love of big cats.
I may be reading too much into this story. Not that I'm reading it, but I may be reading too much into it. I see a really interesting connection between Matt's line of work and his love of wild cats.
As a nightclub manager?
Yes. It seems to me that to be a nightclub manager, you have to really be ready for anything. You have to accept a fair degree of risk. I mean, let's face it, you can be at 2 o'clock in the morning, there can be people who are even bigger than Matt is, with a lot of alcohol in them and all kinds of firearms, drugs, or anything. And you have to be able to take care of yourself. You have to have a certain kind of confidence. And so I listened to this story open-mouthed, as I'm sure many of us did, and thought about what it means to me as a storyteller to hear it. And I would suggest that Matt's vocation and his avocation say a lot about the person he is.
Well, that put a different spin on it, because I just thought he was crazy.
That is a different spin, certainly. I love the way he said, when the person said, could I bring in a tiger to the club, he said, yes, but, and you're thinking, okay, what would the buts be? You've got to bring
a muzzle,
you've got to bring a taser, you've got to bring six armed guards. There could be so many buts that some other lesser man might say, but what is Matt's only caveat? You got to come half an hour early so I can play with him.
I was waiting for Matt to get hurt in this story. I just still am amazed that he wants to be in the same cage as a wild cat.
That was his big birthday wish. That's one of the lovely things about this story, is it overturns expectations. A typical format of a story is everything went well until it didn't. In this case, we're waiting for something to go wrong, but it just keeps getting better and better for him, and his love of these cats keeps growing and growing until he's very involved in this charitable organization. And he is, after all, and I can really relate to this, he is a frustrated would-be veterinarian, as am I. That was my life's goal when I was younger. In my case, I practically failed biology and chemistry. But I just find that there are a lot of undercurrents to this story that are so interesting that even though the story seems in some ways placid enough, he doesn't get hurt, all is well, we learn so much about this person, and a walk on the wild side, perhaps.
Well, I understand your analogy as being the nightclub manager, because he's somewhat of a thrill seeker.
Well, either he's a thrill seeker, or looking at it another way, I mean, in a 5-minute story, it's hard to tell, but looking at it in another way, he's somebody who has the confidence. I mean, he says he's a big guy. He has the physical bearing and the inward confidence to hold his own in situations where others could not. So this is one of those stories that tells us a lot about character.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand you're involved with the new Storytelling Slam.
Yes, and in fact, Matt is the manager of the place called Robot Brewing Company. It is at 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. The free of charge Storytelling Slam, and we take the first 10 people to tell stories, but then anybody can come and enjoy, is 5 to 7 p.m. the second Sunday of every month, and the next one is next Sunday, July 8th.
And how can our listeners get a story on the Public Storyteller?
You can find out more information about any storytelling events at cneil@fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.